on DAB Digital Radio, Digital TV, downloads and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Now, it's travelled a long way since its humble beginnings in the grounds of a manor house in Lincolnshire, but a piece of humble wood from Sir Isaac Newton's famous apple tree has returned to Earth. Hasn't just dropped from a tree this time, it's dropped from outer space. The BBC's science reporter Sarah Cruddas has been to meet the British-born astronaut Piers Sellars, who took the wood on board the final flight of the space shuttle Atlantis.
I met him today at the Royal Society, where he's finally just returning this iconic bit of wood from Isaac Newton's famous apple tree. Now, he was there not just on his own, but with the whole crew of the space shuttle Atlantis. They returned back to Earth a few weeks ago. They've been in England over the past week or so, visiting schools, really building up a relationship with science institutions and schools around the country to encourage an interest in space flight. And this was just the culmination of everything, and it has been the final mission of the space shuttle Atlantis, which they flew, STS-132. It's been around for 25 years and it's flown more than 120 miles, but now it's going to be retired. So they've been here to basically give it a good send-off and to return that iconic bit of wood back to the Royal Society to lay it in rest for Isaac Newton.
Why did they take a piece of bark into space?
Well, it's all to do with symbolic, because the Royal Society turned 350 years old this year, and the apple tree, which inspired Newton, inspired his theory of gravity. And without his theory of gravity, space travel wouldn't be possible, so they wouldn't have been able to go in space. So it's kind of something really symbolic to do for Newton, and he was once president of the Royal Society as well. And I actually spoke to Piers earlier today, who took, along with the bark up, he took a picture of the scientist as well. And as I started speaking to me, he started telling me more about that famous tree.
The apple tree that Isaac Newton is supposed to have sat underneath, and he saw this apple fall down, and that gave him the idea for gravitation. So it started a whole lot of early physics. And when I asked the Royal Society for something to fly in space, that was what they came up with. I think it's a great idea. So I took a bit of apple tree up there, and I took a picture of Isaac Newton, and I had the piece of apple tree floating around with Sir Isaac watching it carefully.
So obviously, you're British, you went to university in Leeds. Do you ever, when you're up there in the space shuttle, look down and look at Leeds and look back with fond memories?
Funny enough, during this flight, we got to fly over southern England a lot. So we could see the whole of southern England all the way up pretty much to Tyneside. So I got a few photos, which I took. But you can see the whole of England from Cornwall to Kent to probably Newcastle in one view. Really beautiful.
And what's it like looking down on Earth from space?
It's amazing what you can see. You can see much more detail than you can think. You can see little rivers, bridges over rivers in some cases. You can see ship wakes, all the cities easily, mountains with snow on them and stuff. You can see quite a lot of detail, and you're flying along over it really fast.
Do you ever look down on somewhere and think, oh, I recognise that, I've been there?
Yeah, a lot. It's like if you, seen a few maps and you know your way around, happen to know European geography very well, American geography pretty well, you can pick out lots of places, very easily.
So what made you decide to become an astronaut?
I always wanted to be an astronaut.
But doesn't everyone, every kid wants to be an astronaut?
I think all my friends want to be engine drivers, so, I was the odd man out. Now, I always thought it was very exciting. It was a sort of a new endeavour for, our generation when I was growing up. So it was tremendously exciting. It got me all fired up about science and mathematics and stuff like that.
So how much dedication has it taken to go from, just a student in England to becoming an astronaut and flying going on three missions?
Well, I started out as a scientist. I did science degrees at university, and I was a very happy scientist. And, it's one of those fortunate things. If you're doing a job that you really enjoy and you like to be at work every day, you tend to do it better. So I think most of us who are in those technical fields, we love our work. And as luck would have it, kept applying for the astronaut corps, got lucky, got in.
What goes through your mind when you're about to take off?
Really, you're concentrating on the things that you're supposed to be doing, the things that you're responsible for. We're very well trained by a lot of training teams back in Houston to concentrate on the important things that will help the survivability of the vehicle and the success of the mission, and that's